Assaults against ICE officers up 830% from last year. Federal immigration officers are facing a dramatic 830% rise in assaults as they carry out deportations across the country, the Department of Homeland Security announced July 15. The increase in violence against immigration and customs enforcement officers was recorded from January 21 through July 14 and compared to the same period in 2024, according to the agency. Brave ICE law enforcement are risking their lives every day to keep our communities safe from the worst of the worst criminals, said DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin in a statement. ICE law enforcement are succeeding to remove terrorists, murderers, pedophiles, and the most depraved among us from America's communities, even as crazed rhetoric from gutter politicians inspiring a massive increase in assaults against them. The DHS said media and politicians have escalated their anti-ICE rhetoric in recent weeks. Federal agents dodged bullets while serving criminal warrants at marijuana grow sites in Carpinteria and Camarillo in Southern California on July 10, according to DHS. In addition to detaining 361 illegal immigrants, officers also saved minors during the operation, DHS reported. At the California marijuana facilities, ICE and CBP law enforcement rescued at least 14 migrant children from what looks like exploitation, forced child labor, and potentially human trafficking or smuggling while facing assault and even gunfire, McLaughlin said. More than 500 rioters attempted to stop officers and disrupt the operation, according to DHS. Four U.S. citizens were arrested on suspicion of assaulting or resisting officers. One agitator allegedly fired a gun at law enforcement. The FBI is offering $50,000 for any information leading to the suspect's arrest. Jonathan Caravello, a math professor at California State University Channel Islands, was arrested during the operation at Glass House Farms Marijuana Grow in Camarillo, U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley confirmed July 13. He was arrested for throwing a tear gas canister at law enforcement, Asaley posted on X. Caravello was charged with assaulting or interfering with a federal officer. He was released on a $15,000 bond by U.S. Magistrate Judge Maria A. Otero. His arraignment is scheduled for August 1. The university released a statement on Caravello's arrest, saying the institution was currently gathering additional information to fully understand the circumstances of the incident. At this time, it is our understanding that Professor Caravello was peacefully participating in a protest, an act protected under the First Amendment and a right guaranteed to all Americans. If confirmed, we stand with elected officials and community leaders calling for his immediate release. The university stated it would continue to monitor the situation, according to City News Service. In another California case, Representative Salud Carbajal, a Santa Barbara Democrat, allegedly showed rioters an ICE employee's business card during the marijuana farm operations, putting a target on his back, according to DHS. The ICE employee, who was a public affairs specialist, was attacked by rioters and taken to a local hospital for stitches after receiving cuts to his left hand, according to DHS. Carbajal's office did not return a request for comment. Earlier this year, a New Jersey Democrat allegedly assaulted an ICE officer at the Delaney Hall Detention Facility in Newark. Representative LaMonica McIver was indicted on federal assault charges on June 25 and pleaded not guilty. The judge set a November 10 trial date. In Portland, Oregon, ICE officers have also been threatened by local Antifa-affiliated organizations who allegedly posted pictures and personal addresses if the agents and threatened them and their families, DHS reported.